If the election were held today, which candidate for Wisconsin governor would get your vote? Would it be Scott Walker or Mary Burke? Or are you not sure yet? That's today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 9th. We discussed the latest results of the Wisconsin survey released today on the governor's race and the most important problem facing Wisconsin in our last hour. We don't want to debate the poll results or the methodology used in the poll or the sample size of this poll, as we want to have our two guests debate the issues in the race for governor and which candidate would do a better job handling those issues. Which candidate would be the best governor for the state of Wisconsin and why? That's what we'll focus on during this big question. And we'll welcome your questions. We'll welcome your input. We'll welcome your on-air votes. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. As we heard in state news, Governor Walker, according to the Wisconsin survey, which is done for Wisconsin Public Radio by the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute, has a 55% to 40% lead over Mary Burke. That's a 15% increase, according to our poll results. We will get our guests to briefly react to the poll results, and then we will talk about the issues in the race and which candidate is the best candidate. Let me welcome our guests, Brian Schimming, Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
And Mike Tate. He is the State Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Good morning. Oh, we don't have our guest. I'm sorry. We don't have our guest. We'll have to continue to try to reach him and hopefully find him. Brian Schimming, what is your reaction to this poll that shows Governor Walker with a 15-point lead over Mary Burke?
Well, my reaction to the poll is that the trends and the overall numbers track with what we see in private polls and, of course, other polls that you've seen that are public polls. And that is that Governor Walker has been leading, that people do see the race about whether we go forward or we go backward. A 15-point lead is a lead that, of course, that we'd love to have. There are other interesting things about the poll, by the way, and that is that there's always at least a couple questions that you pay attention to in any poll, and one of them is the right track, wrong track number. You hear about that a lot nationally, but here in the state on the poll, it shows that 57% of the people think we're going in the right direction. That's a big number. That is a very significant number, frankly, almost as significant as the gubernatorial number, because it kind of tests people's satisfaction level with how things are going. So people do believe that we're going in the right direction. The governor's personal approval rating at 59%. Interestingly, on the right track, wrong track number, the national number, to contrast against another number, we always talk right track, wrong track nationally, and the wrong track nationally in Wisconsin that Barack Obama just carried in the last election, 63% of the people see the country on the wrong track, while 57% see Wisconsin on the right track. That contrast, I think, is important, and as I say, people can always quibble about the numbers of one poll, but when you see several polls showing the same thing time after time after time, and this poll kind of confirms a lot of the other polls that we've seen out there, shows a trend, and I think that trend is good for Governor Walker.
And our survey analyst, Wendy Scattergood from St. Norbert College, did point out that the sample the sample in our Wisconsin survey had more Republicans, self-identifying Republicans, than Democrats, and there were also those who self-identified as independents. But that is that's what polling does. You get a random sample, and
yeah.
And in this particular case, more Republicans self-identified, but that's.
But even if you were to take that number, and they do this in polling, even if you were to correct that number and say, well, let's throw some more Democrats in and a few less Republicans, it still shows a wide lead for the governor. I mean, if you use that methodology that some other polls use, even if you correct it, it shows a wide lead for the governor. It shows that people think the state under his leadership is going in the right direction and that he personally is popular. So 5-6 months after Mary Burke, with all possible respect to Mary Burke, 5-6 months after she got into the race, she hasn't really moved the needle, and she's not convincing anyone. And the reason that's important, I think, putting the poll aside for a minute, is, my gosh, look what we've been through here in Wisconsin in the last 3 years, two sets of recalls, a budget where a lot of tough decisions had to be made. And after everything we've been through here in Wisconsin, folks in Wisconsin pretty well know where they're at. This is not a new question with, for voters in this state. And I think that's very helpful to the governor.
Yeah. So what about Mary Burke, though? It has been 5 or 6 months since she announced, still doesn't have complete name recognition. Do you think that there's a lot of people who aren't sure yet who she is?
I would suspect that's probably the case, not unlike any new challenger candidate. I think what's different, and why I think her people thought maybe she would be doing better, is because we have had a lot of animosity in this state. We've been through a recall, and we have the first governor in history who's been through two elections already in his first two and a half years. So it's not as though people don't know where the lay of the land is, what they think about the governor generally, things of that nature. So for him to sustain that lead in every poll that we've seen that have come out, which I don't think is an insignificant point here, is that you see other polls and he consistently leads at whatever number that is, that confirms his leadership. I mean, in our mind, it confirms the decisions he had to make and his blueprint for prosperity and where he wants to take the state. To listen to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle talk, it's practically a pitchforks and torches demonstration at the Capitol, and yet the voters don't agree with that.
I promised I wasn't going to talk about polls, and I'm not for the whole hour, but we do not know where our second scheduled guest is. Mike Tate, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, was scheduled to join us, but is unreachable, so we're not sure what exactly has happened or if there
I'll cover his side, too. I'll be devil's advocate.
But let me ask you one more poll question, then we're going to get to the issues. You say every poll more and more polls showing Governor Walker with a lead. What about that Rasmussen poll that is a widely considered a conservative-leaning poll showing several weeks ago, that it was a tied race, 45-45.
6 weeks, whenever it was, yeah. It showed it a tie race. What I would say about that poll is that I think it's an outlier. It has been. Sometimes, and I always tell folks not to underreact or overreact to any individual poll, and that's why you got to look at several of them as you go through the race. And the folks who run the campaigns and who do polling for a living kind of do that. They track the different polls. And so I think that was a little bit of an outlier, it seems to me. It certainly stuck out a little bit rather than most of the other polls that have been taken, and will be through, several, if not dozens of more polls before this is over. For me, I look at the trends. I look at kind of where people fall when there's not a lot of other things going on or whatever. And when we look at that and when people sit back and think about the decision, the governor's in the lead every time. And so while that poll did show an even up race, I think it was an outlier from the research I've seen.
And finally, do you really think polls mean anything this far out? I mean, doesn't politics change in an instant?
Well, it certainly can, and I think it's more significant now because I would argue that the set of polls, not even this individual poll, but this the set of polls that we've seen so far probably have more meaning than they would in another state for this reason. We've been through so much. In the recall election, morning, noon, and night, on every news outlet, on the blogs, on websites, on everything, there was coverage of the recall, of the governor's effort to take the state forward rather than backward, on the job situation, everything. We've really paid a lot of attention to politics in this state. So when I see a poll or a set of polls that all kind of say the same thing, I go, you know, the voters kind of know what they're doing here.
Yeah. So you think that the voters know when it comes to jobs that Wisconsin was ranked 35th in the nation for job creation and we're 9 out of 10 in the Midwest for job creation, numbers that are not so positive for Governor Walker's performance?
Well if I left it to the Democrats' message of, oh, gosh, things are just awful in Wisconsin and all of that, but when you say or when people look at the numbers and show 57, 55, whatever that number is in the right direction, people look back and they see what Scott Walker inherited, which frankly was much worse than many other states were. He probably inherited one of the worst budget situations and economic situations that any incoming governor in either party inherited. $3.5 billion in debt, years of raiding people's gas tax money, the patient's compensation fund, owing money to our surrounding states. The list goes on. What Scott Walker inherited when he walked in the door, nobody deserves. But they understand now that it's turned around and heading in the right direction. And in fact, Wisconsin's unemployment rate down at 6.1% is below the 7.8% that he inherited when he came into office and is below the national average. So folks understand that things are going in the right direction.
Yeah, but there was a Great Recession that had happened, and weren't all states in that same awful boat?
Well, a lot of states were, but different states reacted to it different ways too. And the Doyle-Burke administration, their way to react to it was to raise taxes and to drive the state even farther into debt, to raid people's gas tax money, raid the patients. I mean, they've reacted about every bad way they could react to that fiscal situation. And the voters put Scott Walker in office to clean it up, and he did.
We are talking with Brian Schimming, vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, about the race for governor in Wisconsin. We asked about the race for governor in our Wisconsin survey, a poll done for Wisconsin Public Radio by the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. We are releasing those poll results today. We have them posted on our website, WPR.org. In the race for governor, we asked if the election were today, which candidate for Wisconsin governor would get your vote, Scott Walker, Mary Burke, or are you not sure? And it turns out that 55% of you, in at least in our poll, said that they would vote for Scott Walker. 40% said they would vote for Mary Burke. And we're asking you that question during this big question segment. You can join in with your thoughts and votes at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Brian Schimming, vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Our other scheduled guest, Mike Tate, state chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, cannot be reached at this time. We will be joined by Joe Winicky, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, after 7:30 this morning. Talking with Brian about the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College poll on the race for governor, but talking more now about the issues in the race for governor. If the election were today, which candidate for governor would get your vote and why? What is the issue or issues that matter most to you? Let's go to Gary in Ripon first. Hello, Gary.
Good morning. My comment would be that looking at it from a strictly political getting elected standpoint, Mary Burke's biggest liability is her association with Jim Doyle.
And why?
Well, because when you use the words forward and so forth, that being associated with Jim Doyle is like being associated with what was past and what was back and what wasn't good and so forth.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Do you agree with Gary, Brian?
I do. At one point, Mary Burke said that she agreed literally with everything that Jim Doyle did as governor. There's a quote out there that I'm not sure any regular political person maybe say, but she served in the Doyle administration. In fact, on the jobs issue, it was only when Mary Burke was commerce secretary under Jim Doyle that Wisconsin's unemployment rate was over the national unemployment rate. So I don't, you know, if she comes to this race, I don't think denials about the Doyle administration and about her participation in the Doyle administration, about her full-throated endorsement of everything, literally everything that happened in the Doyle administration, is going to be helpful to her. And I think, look, you know, all politicians kind of get asked the question, are things better off than they were 4 years ago? It's a natural question. Well, that's certainly a natural question in this race. We had much higher unemployment. We had a huge budget deficit problem. We had employer confidence down at 4% during the Doyle administration. It's 95% now under Governor Walker. I think those comparisons are fair. They're ones that always happen in elections like this, and they should.
Yeah. Well, she was Commerce Secretary in the Doyle administration during a period when things were pretty good. She was not Commerce Secretary when Wisconsin went down the tubes, isn't that right?
Well, she was certainly Commerce Secretary during times when we didn't have particularly good numbers. I mean, if she spends her election trying to match when the recession started or ended or whatever, we'll take that. We'll take that debate too. But look, I mean, candidate Burke is trying to portray herself in such a way that, you know, that one would believe that she's going to create all sorts of jobs and do all this sort of thing. But the truth of the matter is, whether it either comes to her record, which is a record of from her private business side of shipping Wisconsin jobs to China, something that she was cited by both the Bush and Obama administration for doing, or in the Doyle administration, you know, she'll want a contrast against Scott Walker's record. We're fine with that. But she has a record, too, and I think that's fair game.
Well, here's Deb on Facebook, who says that Mary Burke gets her vote as a person with real-world business experience. She understands job development. Walker, Deb says, is a career politician of the worst kind, looking out for himself. Your reaction?
Well, some of those issues, I guess, and as I say, we'll end up talking about Mary Burke's record to the extent that we're able to as well. And Scott Walker, I remind folks, Scott Walker was county executive in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin's biggest Democrat county, for 9 years, successfully. Got reelected by bigger margins every time. Got elected governor, and when my friends on the other side of the aisle thought that they were going to recall him and the whole state was outraged with him, he ended up winning by a bigger margin than he did the first time. So I remind folks that we've been down this road now twice in Scott Walker's first term. So I think they're going to need to do something better than just throw it at Scott Walker. And Mary Burke, frankly, hasn't shown herself to the billing she'd like to give herself. And I think that's fair game in the election as we go through this. Scott Walker will have his record question, and she will too.
Yeah. And what about Governor Walker's 250,000 jobs pledge that he has not achieved in his first term?
Well, I would say, you know, with the governor is all about creating jobs in Wisconsin. And while he may have been anxious to get to 250,000 jobs, what I think people of the state do understand is that, and you see it now in this poll, this new poll here this morning and the other polls, is that people appreciate his foresight and what he's doing in terms of cutting taxes and balancing the budget and doing all that. They also realize, and this is also plainly shown in the polling, that the national situation is not good. The national economic situation under the Obama administration got tied to Scott Walker's ankle when he came into the office, as it would have any governor. And so he's had to operate in an atmosphere where people, even on this poll here, well into Barack Obama's second term, where 62% of the people think the nation is on the wrong track. So, you know, that's the situation he's had to operate in. And I think having unemployment at 6.1%, it's never good enough, but having it 6.1 underneath the national average and almost 2 points below when he took over as governor is a record he can talk about.
Allie in Milwaukee is next. Hello, Allie.
Hi. I consider myself an independent. I actually just sent my money in to NPR. I love your station. I support it. I do support Scott Walker. I'm a nurse. You know, I've seen through the years where we've had to change and contribute to our health insurance more and our pension more, and I know it's tough. These are tough changes. But I think they're changes that I wanted to see the state make so that we would be less in debt and not see our taxes go up and up.
Mm-hmm. A quick react to that, Brian.
Well, that really will be a fair amount of what this race is about, is where we were when Scott Walker started and where we are now, and where moving the state forward versus backward. Scott Walker can take this state. And if that's what the election is about, Scott Walker's going to do very well.
Talking about the race for governor in Wisconsin, based in part, pegged in part to our latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey results showing that Governor Walker is leading Mary Burke in the race for governor. We'll talk more about the issues in the race coming up after we check the latest news. Residents have weighed in on the governor's race in the latest Wisconsin survey from Wisconsin Public Radio and the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. And now we have two guests from opposing political perspectives to discuss the issues in the governor's race, and we invite you to respond to our big question: which candidate would get your vote for governor and why, Scott Walker or Mary Burke? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Wednesday, April 9th. We have two guests with us. Brian Schimming, vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, is still with us. Hi, Brian.
Morning.
And also, instead of Mike Tate, we are happy on very short notice to have Joe Winicky, the former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, join us by telephone. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, and Joy and Brian. Please understand, since I got no notice on this, I am not speaking for anybody but myself.
Right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Can I hold you to that?
We have...
And Brian, nice spin for 20 minutes. I like that part where you were able to blame Walker's dismal job performance on Barack Obama.
Well, I'm glad you see there's no connection, Joe. I'm glad to...
8 straight months of job creation under Obama. How's Walker done?
Yeah, better than the president's doing right now, Joe, as the numbers clearly show.
That is not true, Brian, and you know that.
Well, you're saying that the actual numbers of job creation under Obama have been better than the actual numbers.
Absolutely.
For job creation.
Just look at the national numbers in the last year. The national job growth was a little over 2.1%. Wisconsin was 1.2. Spin that, Brian.
Because the nation has been out of a recession since 5 months into Barack Obama's first term. 5 months into the first term, we were out of the recession, and your good friend, Vice President Biden, was saying we were going to have recovery summer that very next summer, Joe.
Right.
Most working people in this state, Joe, are still waiting for the recovery to show up, because I'll tell you what, this poll and everyone else, I don't know if you got a chance to read the poll, Joe, but over 60% of the people think the country's off on the wrong track. So you may be sitting at your kitchen table now thinking everything's great. The state or the country does not agree with you at all.
Well, let me ask you, Joe. You haven't seen our this poll, but
I heard part of the 6 o'clock hour, Joy.
All right. Well, so the survey shows that most of us think the state is headed in the right direction. The survey says that 59% of us approve of Governor Walker's job performance, and the survey says if the election were today, Scott Walker would win. He has a 15-point lead, according to this poll. To what do you attribute Scott Walker doing so well in polls? When polls, Joy? Well, there's the Marquette poll. He had a lead, not as big of a lead, but he had a lead.
Any incumbent in the country, including in the legislature or any other, that had a 6 to 7 point lead in one poll 7 months out when their opponent in that poll had a 40% name recognition and was sitting at 47 to 48% would be nervous as can be. No, I don't like to trash polls. This is a sample poll. I've never, to be honest, liked polls that are just random samples. The sample also showed a kind of what I would view as a skewered Republican base, 37 Republican, 32 Dem, and a low number of independents at 25. You get what you get. It's a snapshot in time. Two other polls that came out in the recent weeks, one was a six-point lead, I believe, for the governor, which I'd be nervous about if I were him, and I bet he is. And the other was a Rasmussen poll that had it tied. So, you know, this may be an outlier, it may not be, but I'll tell you this. If I was Brian and the Republican Party and Scott Walker, I wouldn't be taking all this to the bank.
Well, in fact, what I said in the first half hour was that you never take any single poll to the bank, and Joe and I have been around polling for a while, so I think we'd both say that. But we do see it when you see several polls, and we see it privately as well, but also on the polls, Marquette or others, that have been public, they pretty much show the same thing. I mean, even if you corrected this poll for partisan identification, which happens all the time when they release polls, even if you corrected it, it shows consistently not only that the governor's in the lead, but very importantly, I think that people believe the state is on the right track, and that right track, wrong track, whether it's a state number, in this case Wisconsin, but this one also shows national numbers as well, where people think the country is 63% off in the wrong direction. That's consistent with every poll that's been out there. Well, Mary Burke's case to get rid of Scott Walker is not helped by the fact that 57% of the people think the state's heading in the right direction.
Well, let me ask you, Joe, since Brian had a chance to tout the record of Scott Walker, why do you see it differently? What's Scott Walker doing that's so wrong?
Well, there's a variety of things. First of all, the number one issue is jobs, and he has woefully his performance has been dismal on the job front. Somehow they're going to try to spin, and Brian will try, that if they get to 40% of his stated goal, that's a victory, and then blame Barack Obama, even though the national job numbers are twice as high as Wisconsin's. And Brian didn't answer that 5 minutes ago, that question. The second issue is this governor has steered this state on a wildly right-wing social agenda. There have been constant attacks on women, constant attacks on voting rights, constant attacks on public education from pre-kindergarten through college, attacks on virtually everything that has made Wisconsin a good state, and he's been able to cover it by, frankly, staying on a disciplined message and spending a lot of money. So, you know, I look at this race. I don't care what this poll says. I don't care what other polls have said, although if you combine them together, right now, my guess is Scott Walker has a small lead of maybe 3 to 5%, but he is nowhere near 50%.
You want to respond to that, Brian?
Well, what Joe seems to forget is that Scott Walker got a midterm grade from the people of the state in the most highly publicized election by far, I would argue, in state history, in a polling that was being watched, an election that was being watched all over the place. Scott Walker got a midterm grade, and he got a higher percentage than he did in the original election with Joe's first candidate, Tom Barrett. Well, Joe, let me finish. But now Joe is suggesting that the people of Wisconsin have just been fooled through the first election and the second election because Scott Walker, is a disciplined message guy. Well, Joe, you know better than that. And every poll shows that's wrong. I mean, you have to go out. If you're going to go out and insult the voters and say, you just don't get it, you didn't get it the first time, you didn't get it the second time, now we're giving you a third chance, that's not a very good sell.
Joe?
Oh, my gosh, Brian. I mean, first of all, if you're going to take that a recall election poll where there were many Democrats on my side that I heard from who said, I don't like this guy, but I didn't think that you recall people after a year in office for issues that are not malfeasance, i.e. perhaps Bill Cramer, and then take an election from 2 years ago and say that's the basis. That's why we have elections. You know, it's funny that Brian is wanting to take this poll. And by the way, if the results were turned and this poll had a skew Democratic and all of a sudden Mary Burke was ahead by 2 points, he'd be claiming that the poll was bad. So, you know, you can live or die with any of that stuff. Here's the reality. This state is hopelessly polarized. There's about 44-45% of the people who think Scott Walker walks on water, and there's about 43% of the people who would vote for a dead dog before they'd vote for Scott Walker. So this election is going to come down to that 10-12% and who can get them to the polls and who they decide to vote for. And that's where it'll be at the end of the day, and I feel very good about Mary Burke's chances.
A listener on Twitter says, if Wisconsin is on the right track, why do we need school budget referendums? And why is the UW still dealing with cuts? Why minds over technology? Brian?
Well, I can say to that is if schools want to go out and local, I mean, part of the beauty of Act 10 and pushing some of these decisions, frankly, and giving the power to local officials, which I hear from local officials all over the state that they welcome. Part of that was to push a lot of this decision making out and to have local communities be able to control their budgets and control what's going on in their school districts more. So if people want to have local referendums, they can do it. If local units of government, school boards want to have, I mean, we were able to litigate the question of Act 10, and Joe and his allies were absolutely convinced that Act 10 was going to sink this governor and people. It was pitchforks and torches time at the Capitol, and they my good friend Joe here, misread the difference between turning people out to a rally and having people show up at election, because when they showed up to vote, they agreed with Governor Walker.
Joe?
That's nice. It was, the election was 6 points, and all you have to do is swing 3 percentage points of people over 2 years, and the election changed.
Well, you keep saying that every time, Joe, but at some point, there's a final election, you know.
Brian, and we'll have that election in November, so quit spinning and start listening, okay? I couldn't resist. Brian and I have known each other for 30 years. It's too much fun.
Well,
But when you look at it, the reason they're having all these referendums is that Governor Walker and the legislature instituted $1.6 billion in cuts in the first term. They restored about half of that in the second term. So these schools, especially rural schools, are starving to death financially, and they still have, larger costs. Take, for example, this winter. Utility costs went through the roof because, I guess today it's going to be in the 60s, but it's been freezing for 6 months. Schools are starving to death, and they're having to go to referendum to try and get a lifeline. And Brian calls that local control. I call it killing our public school system.
Let me take a break. We will continue talking with Joe Winicky, who is the former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and Brian Schimming, vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, about the race for governor in Wisconsin and the issues in that race, and we'll welcome more of your questions and your answers to our big question. If the election were held today, which candidate for Wisconsin governor would get your vote? Scott Walker, Mary Burke, or have you not decided yet? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. This is the big question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, asking you, if the election were held today, which candidate for Wisconsin governor would get your vote? and why. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking about this big question because we asked about it in our Wisconsin survey from Wisconsin Public Radio and the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. You can see all of the poll results that we are releasing on WPR.org. Talking with Brian Schimming, Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and Joe Winicky, State Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and welcoming your votes. I'm not sure where I'm going right now. I'm gonna go to James in Milwaukee. Hello, James.
Hi, Joey. I had a interesting statistic that maybe they could weigh in on. I hear a lot of spin about Doyle was terrible and Walker was so good for job growth. After Bush's Great Recession, the unemployment rate peaked at 9.2%. In 1 year, it dropped to 7.8%. That's 1.4%. It took Scott Walker 3 years to actually pass that drop in the unemployment rate, and I would wonder how they would like to spin those facts. Thank you.
Oh, do you want to start spinning, Brian?
Well, that's what Joe will say. What I know is that unemployment in Wisconsin is down at 6.1%, well below the national average, performing well below the national average and well below the 7.8% that Scott Walker inherited from Jim Doyle. So I think when folks want to talk about jobs, we're going to be happy to talk about jobs. And frankly, we're going to be wondering where Mary Burke is. Either from a public policy perspective, because she said in her words that she agreed with everything that happened during Jim Doyle's administration, but also from a candidate who frankly, what she says, part of her sales job is to say she's been a jobs creator, and yet the facts show that she's creating jobs in another country. She was creating jobs in China to the extent where both the Bush and Barack Obama administrations cited her company for having done so. Well, okay, if she wants to sell herself that way, that's fine, but she's going to have to deal with the facts as well.
Joel?
You know, I find it interesting. The Republicans continue to demonize Jim Doyle. Jim Doyle never lost an election in his career. Mary Burke was a cabinet secretary at the Department of Commerce, if I remember right, for around 2 years. In the middle of the Doyle administration. And the Republicans have decided that somehow this makes her the governor. They can do that all they want. But here's the reality when it comes to jobs. Wisconsin never had as high of an unemployment rate as the nation as a whole. If you took what happened in the nation as a whole and now where you're at today, we're down to 6.7% from about 9.5. The state went from 7.8 to 6.1. Fine. When you look at it totally, the nation is creating jobs twice as fast as Wisconsin. We're 9th out of 10 states in the Midwest region for job creation. And Brian and the Republicans keep wanting to talk about Mary Burke's history. Oh, my gosh, they keep demonizing a iconic Wisconsin company. Trek is a great Wisconsin company, employs 1,000 people here. Who doesn't have a Trek?
Should they bring the jobs they ship to China back to Wisconsin, Joe?
That is so fascinating.
Should they?
From a Republican party.
Should they bring those jobs back to Wisconsin from where Mary Burke sent them to China?
Mary Burke did not send them to China. Good Lord. She was one.
Have you heard her defense?
Let Joe finish this about...
Yes, I mean, my God. The Republican Party is the party of free trade that has destroyed, to a large extent, a proud labor movement. And he's sitting there trying to tell me that they're going to try and use this jiu-jitsu judo and reverse it on Mary Burke? Good luck, Brian.
Let me bring in another...
Track. Go ahead. You'll find that everybody likes that company in this state.
Here's a comment from Bill on Facebook. Burke sent jobs overseas, cannot decide on correct timeline on her own bio, deceitful in first ad, and won't take a stance on most issues. If you want higher taxes, vote for Burke. Joe, what's your response to that?
Well, was that written by Fadness from the Republican Party?
Bill's comment.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know, lots of names are not real. But the reality is that the unemployment rate was lower. I think it was 4.8% when Mary Burke was at Commerce. And that ad is technically factual. Now, Brian can spin that any way he wants.
PolitiFact spun it as a pants-on-fire lie, Joe.
Oh, goodness.
That ad was rated a pants-on-fire lie by PolitiFact.
I don't care what PolitiFact says. I mean, frankly, I've agreed with them about one time out of ten. But here's the point. You can spin anything any way you want. And Brian's a darn fine spinner. But the reality is unemployment was lower when Mary Burke was Commerce Secretary. Her family is involved in one of the greatest Wisconsin success stories in business, Trek Bicycle. And if they want to use that against her, I think they do so at their peril.
Brian.
Well, the fact that Joe's vaunted friend and administration, the Barack Obama administration, decided to cite the family company for shipping jobs to China is apparently something that Joe wants the voters to forget. But I think there are going to be other issues here or additional issues about whether the state moves forward or backward. Will Mary Burke pledge to repeal Act 10? Haven't heard her say anything about that. She came out for high-speed rail 2 days ago. Where is she on school choice? Where is she on a lot of these issues? We don't know where Mary Burke is. So, I mean, that's part of what these campaigns are about. But if they want to argue about jobs and what's happening under Scott Walker, we're happy to be there. We're very happy to be there.
Well, Mary Burke told us that she did not specifically say whether she would repeal Act 10, but she did say she would work very hard to restore collective bargaining rights for public employees. Joe, is that good enough?
Sure. I mean, here's the reality, is Mary Burke has committed herself that she would restore collective bargaining. That's what Act 10 destroyed. What Brian's trying to get into is this nuance in the weeds of whether you bring back the money that they took from public employees, about a 10% pay cut for most employees, and I think that's virtually impossible to do at this stage. So what she is committed to is restoring collective bargaining. That's a good thing. Why Brian thinks that people should not be able to have the right, if they're a public employee, to bargain collectively is beyond me, but that's what all those guys think.
Mm-hmm. Part of the reason that they lost the recall, that the Democrats who thought this recall, all these people, my friend Joe, all these folks thought this recall was just a great idea and they were going to show up Scott Walker, is frankly they're you know, where their heads were under the dome up at the state capitol, and yet the folks around the state disagreed with them in record numbers, and I think they will this November.
Well, tell us why in 30 seconds why you think Scott Walker will be reelected, Brian, and then Joe will get last word.
I think the central question of the election is whether the state is going to move forward or going to move backward. Are we going to continue adding jobs in the state? Are we going to continue cutting taxes in the state? Are we going to continue to balance budgets in the state? Are we going to continue to have surpluses and take the state where it ought to go? Part of the election, it's about where Scott Walker picked up from the disastrous policies of Jim Doyle, where we are now, and where we're going. And that is a very persuasive case for Scott Walker, and every poll that's been out there shows it.
You get the final minute, Joe, to make the case for Mary Burke.
One poll has shown it. Here's the reality. In Wisconsin, we have long been proud of our traditions of open government, good government, progressive government, government that took care of its people. Under Scott Walker, in 3 short years, we have crucified public education. We have destroyed our job base. We have put 80,000 people out of health care through Badger Care reductions. We have destroyed our technical college system by reducing it by 30%. When you put it all together, the people of Wisconsin want a government that works. They don't want a government that is polarized. This governor and this legislature have polarized this state. It has made the state fight person against person, family against family, and it is wrong. And then come November, we will change that.
And I'm sure this won't be our last discussion on these issues. Thank you both very, very much for being with us.
Always great to be here.
Joe Winicky is the former state chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and Brian Schimming is the vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Cynthia Schuster, to Christy Taylor, and to Jennifer Dargan for producing and directing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.